Hi, I'm Christian V. Siriano from Project Runway, and when I'm not listening to Feast of Fools podcast, I'm sewing away on my grandma's curtain.
The Feast of Fools is brought to you by savvy, glamorous, intelligent, and handsome listeners just like you.
Without your support, we really couldn't do this show, so please visit feastoffools.net, make a donation, buy a t-shirt. Your support means the world to us.
Why? Because without you,
we're nothing.
But always in fashion, it's the podcast you love and cherish, the Feast of Fools. On today's show, we have Christian V. Siriano from Project Runway, one of the most talked about contestants on the Bravo reality television show.
Listen as we chat with Christian about his famous hairdo,
the challenges of being on a fast-paced reality TV show,
what inspires him as a designer,
and what is Tim Gunn really like.
Indeed.
All this and more on today's show. I am Fausto Furnos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And you are listening to the music of Paper or Plastic. The song Gay Bar is from their album Best of Luck to Cody James, available on our website, feastoffools.net.
Stay tuned.
Hi, Christian. It's Fausto Furnos.
And Mark Fillion from the Feast of Fools podcast. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful.
Well, you're still in the game.
I know. Isn't it crazy? I was
so worried that you were going to get kicked off.
I was on the edge of my seat. I was like, no, don't. I know. But I liked your dress.
I liked it, too.
I wanted to eat it. It looked like a cupcake.
Yeah, it looked like a big old poofball mess. No, it was hideous. It's okay if you can say it.
No, I really liked it. It was fun. But this is the big question that everybody has been asking me. They all want to know. And behind every good haircut is a good story. So tell us about your hair.
Oh, my God, my hair. Well, luckily now my hair isn't. I don't look like an Asian lesbian anymore.
He did not.
You know what's really funny about that is Fausto's lesbian sister, who's Asian,
who used to date an Asian girlfriend, a Korean girlfriend.
Well, yes, your
both
lesbian
of them si- had the same haircut.
It was that.
I swear to God, it looked like an asymmetrical bob / lesbian Asian. It's amazing.
And there was a faux hawk in there somewhere for good measure.
Yeah, exactly. It's really big on TV. It's normally not that big, but I swear, like, it just was the time constraints during my hair.
So hair, like, on television adds, like, 10 pounds to your hair.
Oh, it really does. I have like, a big old rock-a-dome.
Well, I was thinking, too, because it's like, you went to school... at the Art Institute of Baltimore, is it?
Baltimore School for the Arts.
Baltimore School for the Arts. And Baltimore kind of has a long tradition of, like, outrageous hairdos. Is that where you kind of got, like, your inspiration for this kind of stuff?
I mean, honestly, it was, like, I think I'm more me when I went to school in London. Because in London, like, a lot of, like, the punk kids that I like worked with, I swear, I don't know. It maybe just rubbed off from that. And every time I got my hair cut in London, like, it was always crazy. So I just kind of kept it for a while.
And so you just one day decided, you know, I want asymmetry is the...
I worked in the salon and just the girl who cuts my hair, she was like, let's cut one side really short. And I'm like, okay, girl, work it out. And I was working at asymmetrical for a while.
Well, that kind of illustrates part of the challenge of being on a fashion designer, too, is that you're dealing with these clients and sometimes you can't always give them what they want, right?
Yeah, totally you can't.
And, of course, we saw last night that you were dealing with the girl. What was her name?
Maddie.
Wanted just, she was like, it was so funny because I, as a designer, you know, not as a costume designer, but as a graphic designer, I know exactly what was going on through your head. And I was like going, oh, he's going to be in a world of hurt because you can't win.
Because the scenario was, so for the listeners who haven't seen the show, is you had to design a prom gown for a girl who said, oh, I'm also a fashion designer, and then she wanted to put a lot of input into the design of the outfit, and you were hesitant.
And she wanted the sun, the moon, and the stars, gold lamé.
Oh my gosh, she wanted to be ruffles on a budget, and it just was not cute. Yeah, she wanted everything. Like, mm-hmm. She just wanted everything in the world. And, and her body type, like, you know, it was a little hard to fit in the first place, so the fact that all the things that she wanted just weren't going to work. So I knew it was.
She looked delicious, though. You know, every drag queen in the country and teenage girl wanted that dress.
Yeah, she kind of looked like a tranny, but that's okay.
Now you guys were kind of fighting through the thing. Have you guys made up since, or do you never talk to her since that time?
Well, in all honesty, they, you know, definitely the runway, they make it look out that, you know, I was a nasty, vicious killer. But we actually were really nice to each other toward the end of the judgment.
Well, it's funny because when you were telling her, like, during the scene just before they went on the runway, you're like, I'm going to have to defend myself. And when you started to talk, I started screaming at the Foster had to pause the TV because I was just like, throw her under the bus. He's just like, quiet, let's watch it.
Yeah, I mean, I did. Like, I warned her that I was going to, you know, I was like, there's no way this challenge, like, I'm going to get eliminated. Like, I was not going to let it happen at that point. Mm-hmm. So I had to defend myself as much as I could. But I actually didn't think anyone else's outfit was as bad as mine at the time. Mm-hmm. And then once I started hearing what the judges were saying about everyone else's, I was like, okay, never mind.
Are you following the television show yourself? I mean, because is it a different experience to watch it as opposed to being there?
Yeah, I mean, it's totally different just because of the editing. You know, they cut out so many things that, you know, you wish probably, I mean, I wish things were, you know, shown. And then there's other things that I wish they cut out that, you know, that they don't.
But you're thankful that was gone.
Like, what were you thinking when Nina Garcia responded about your outfit saying, I think Maddie is right in wanting everything she wants, but you as a designer need to have some kind of finesse and tact in how to deal with that. I just don't like the fact you're blaming Maddie. I don't like that.
I know, like, the point, Nina was not in the workroom with me. She did not see the type of situation that I had to deal with. And I think what she wasn't understanding is that I felt like I really let Maddie, I took all of her things that she wanted and I did do them. So I think Nina just thought that I wasn't listening to my client at all, which I totally did, and it produced an ugly outfit.
So, well, what I thought was kind of funny was, like, because you could almost see, and Nina's a very educated, very professional person, but you could see, like, a little bit of ghetto was coming out when she was saying that. I expected, like, a finger pointing and the head to start twirling and be like, you're disrespecting.
Oh, she was way chicken-headed. Oh, it was not cute. Yeah,
so.
Well, I mean, so what is it that we didn't get to see that you wanted to be seen out of that specific episode?
Probably the fact that more I wanted to see the interaction that my client Maddie and the other girls had all with maybe, I'll just say that Maddie actually wasn't the most popular girl in the room by anyone else. So I was having a very difficult time just feeling comfortable with all these other girls and them not, like, really respecting my client because they all go to school with her. So, you know, there's, like, high school drama.
Right.
And I just felt tension from that. And then also what you don't see is when the mothers came in, they had a very big part of it. But Maddie's mother does not speak English. So basically everything that could have gone wrong, like, went wrong.
Well, you know, the next time the natural outcome is to do a carry. Because Maddie, I don't think Maddie looks like the kind that has telekinesis, unless it's, you know, for a slice of pound cake.
Fausto, come on.
I'm just kidding.
I'm sure Maddie's a wonderful kid.
Maddie, we love you, sweetheart.
She'll be a fabulous designer.
If she's listening.
She's a really sweet girl. She really is. But she just needs, you know, a couple more years to get it.
So when you were up there on the chopping block, it was you and Kevin. You were thinking you were the one that was going to go, or did you have an inkling like, oh, his is worse?
I mean, at the time, I'm really, like, I was ready to go home because I just was so over it. But the fact that when Heidi kind of did say that she actually liked the dress, and Heidi always kind of stands up for me, I feel like, so luckily I have her on my side. And usually when one judge kind of likes it, and none of them really liked Kevin's, so... That was like it was a tiny little thing in the back of my head that says, I don't think I'm going to go.
And it seems like if Heidi says it looks cheap, you're done.
Yeah, it really is. And Matt, because she likes golden glitz. So if it looks cheap to her, it's bad news.
Well, the sensibility that I get from being in one of these types of contests myself recently with the Gay Bloggies is that sometimes the organizers of reality shows and contests come up with challenges that are not very inventive or creative. In this sense, as a viewer, I feel like Project Runway is very creative and brilliant with some of the challenges they're giving you. Mm-hmm. As a fashion designer, do you share in their enthusiasm or their interest, or do you feel, oh man, that was a really lame challenge?
I think from watching this season and watching it and then actually having being part of it, I think, you know, I don't necessarily, this particular season, I didn't necessarily think the bitten challenge was that creative.
The which one?
I thought it was an interesting concept to do, but I thought making an outfit for Sarah Jessica Parker would have been a little bit better.
Did get to make an outfit for Sarah Jessica Parker.
But it was for her to sell her in her line.
On her line.
Oh.
Like, it wasn't for her.
But see, nobody gets to touch Sarah Jessica Parker because her bones are very brittle.
But you have designed for Sarah before, didn't you, when you were in London, design something for her?
When I worked for McQueen, we actually made a dress for her for the Anglemania exhibit, and I did work on that. So,
okay.
It was nice. But, you know, for the most part, I think that, the challenges are really creative, and I think, you know, they do totally stump designers, you know, each week, and it's always something different. You know, it's never really consistent, which is great.
Was this last week, was this the hardest challenge for you so far?
Yeah, I think it basically was my worst challenge, and, but it's fine because it was, like, the worst challenge, and then that's it. I don't feel like any of the other challenges.
Oh. up until this point?
up until this point and maybe beyond,
Okay.
I think this is my worst one.
How were you approached, or how did you become part of this television series?
Honestly, you know, when I heard, I mean, I like Project Runway, but I did go to school in London, so I did miss a few of the seasons. But I actually was out to lunch with a friend of mine whose mother works in PR and said, you know, the auditions for Project Runway are 2 days away. You should go. And I was like, oh, okay. So I, like, ran home and I made a dress that night before and, like, had my friend come and model for me, and I just went on the audition 2 days later, so... It just was really random for me.
So the way you actually had to audition, and then you brought, like, a model and a dress and all that stuff to their studios, or?
Yeah, it's actually a really big process. You have to, you know, have a picture portfolio. You have you have to do a bunch of things, but it's a picture portfolio, and you have to go on a live audition where you meet in front of kind of two panels of judges. First is just preliminary, where they look at your stuff and say you can go meet the judges or you can't, like, your stuff is fabulous or it's really and so I did that, and I brought a lot. You can bring a live model, and also you have to bring three other garments. So, and I did that, and my, you know, my judges was Laura Bennett, Tim Gunn, and two other girls from Elle. Mm-hmm. And they just look through your stuff and ask you kind of questions about your aesthetic and your style, and then you get moved to semifinals if you make it.
Was that Laura from last year? Was that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, Laura Bennett from last season was one of my panels to mm-hmm. on this season. So.
Well, does it seem as though they get people really of some differently skilled? It seems like they bring a lot of people that, you know, some people are, you know,
you mean
like
people with talent and people without talent.
Right, exactly.
Those who can and those who teach.
It's definitely a very strange mix of whatever you call talent, you mm-hmm. know, that they think is talented. But and also, you know, being a TV personality is a big part of it, you know.
Right.
So they picked you because you're cute and funny and you can make dresses.
Pretty much, I guess so.
Well, it seems to me that you've kind of become like the talking head of the show. I pay more attention to you because I think you're hysterical. But it seems like when they have people talking, it seems that it's always you.
Yeah, I mean, I think this season, you know, not to say I love all the designers this season. I mean, honestly, I do. But a lot of them are, you know, they're pretty boring. They're not, like, they don't want to be sassy and say, you know, funny comments, and they want to be very professional, and I'm like, okay, that's fine, but nobody really says what they think as much as, like, last season where Laura and Jeffrey and Vincent, they were so sassy and so catty.
I know. I kind of miss the guy from Chicago. Skarsgård was his last name, Chris? He had a lot of funny things to say too, but it was just like after he made that horrible black dress with the wedding.
Steven,
I'm sorry. You know, I actually met him before too. I'm sorry, I forgot his name. But he made that horrible. I mean, was he on drugs? I don't understand what.
Well, the thing is that when you're under a lot of pressure, I don't know. I've been to art school, and it's like in some classes they turn the pressure on you to see how you perform. Mm-hmm. On a quick turnaround, some instructors will actually make you do like 20 or 40 projects in a semester, mm-hmm. which is usually like 1 or 2 months, and you have to crank all this stuff out or you get an F, right?
Yeah.
How did you compare going to fashion school in London and be on Project Runway? What's the experiences like for people who want to know?
I mean, for me, my personal experience, I mean, luckily, going to London and going to design school, I think that's also why I probably do well on Project Runway, because, you know, in London you learn so much. It's all about sewing and pattern making, whereas in New York fashion schools, it's a little bit more about design.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand maybe construction a little bit better than some other designers.
Than Sweet Pea?
Right, maybe she's a great designer, but maybe construction-wise, she's not as strong.
I feel like if she could hot glue gun her outfits, she would.
Oh, yeah, she would bust. I don't even know if she knows how to use a hot glue gun.
But she is a darling, though, I have to say. She seems like her personality really shines.
Oh, she's so sweet. That's why her name's Sweepy.
Christian, mm-hmm. when you're on that stage, on that runway, and they're sort of attacking your dress, is there times you feel just like crying and be like, they're so mean to me, I work so hard?
For me, I mean, yes, I do upset, and I like kind of want to break down because you're so tired and you're so stressed, but I just can't. I was like, I'm not going to cry on TV. I'm not going to be that person. I'm leaving that up to Ricky. He does it enough for him. No, I wasn't going
to
do it.
I know. I love how somebody actually wants to know, one of our listeners, I got to find the question, wants to know, why does Ricky cry so much?
Honestly, we don't know. Ricky is the most, he's so emotional. I'm like, boo-hoo, you're poor, get over it, lady. And he's just, it's just so, I don't know. I just never understood it. I think he just had such a hard, like, growing up situation, and this was such a dream for him.
Okay.
And, you know, so it's just, it is emotional. And there's plenty of times I probably broke down and cried in the middle of the night, but, I mean, I was sleeping, they weren't filming me. So.
Is it hard? I mean, because they put you in, like, the sort of these dormitories with all the other contestants, right?
Yeah.
And is there any, like, anybody trying to sabotage the other contestant by putting caffeine in their water before they go to bed so they don't get a good night's sleep?
I mean, luckily, no. Like, our season cast members, like, we are really, really friendly and professional with one another. I mean, I would have loved to, like, in the night, like, shave their eyebrows off or something. That would have
been nice.
we're all pretty nice, you know, pretty calm and nice to each other.
Well, how nice? How nice? Any romance?
There's no, trust me, I wasn't horny one day of filming.
Well, some of those guys are pretty cute, you know.
Yeah, like
Rami is my roommate, and yes, he lotions his body every morning.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah, and I'm sure tons of people would love to see that. But
do you have photos?
No. But no, I just I wasn't sexual like one day. You're just so tired and so stressed out. Like that's the last thing I thought about.
Not even when the hot male models were there. Everybody also wants to know, was it hard to design those clothes because those guys were so hot?
The Tiki Barber.
The Tiki Barber show.
I don't know how they did it, but some of those male models, like my guy actually, he's done for Louis Vuitton, Dolce & Gabbana. Like I don't know how they found those men, but they were very beautiful. So, but no, I was trying to be very professional with my model, even though he was beautiful. But
well, did anybody hit on you? Because you're not too bad looking yourself, darling.
No, most all those boys were straighties.
Really?
Oh, really? That so sucks. They all say they're straight. Let me give you some advice.
When they see the checkbook, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll put out for Tim Gunn. Anybody will have sex with Tim Gunn.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't think so? So that question came from Andrew Jocelyn. I mean, he wants to know for the Hershey's Challenge, which you guys went into a chocolate store in New York City, mm-hmm. and you were given a short amount of time to pick anything in a candy store to make dresses out of.
Mm-hmm.
And you went straight for the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
Did you actually eat those chocolates, or I mean,
I ate a lot of them, but no, I threw all the candy away because I just couldn't eat it.
Really?
Well, some of the other
Chris
contestants
Marsh fish it out of the garbage can afterwards.
I saw it.
Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
He was
I love his outfits, though.
We
He's
love you,
so.
Chris.
We love you, Chris.
I mean, what was your attraction to the Reese's? Or you said, oh, well, I'll, you know, whatever.
I literally was just thinking the whole time while I was standing there waiting to think of Ben, the inside wrappers was the only thing I could think of that would be, like, weird and interesting. So I thought about making a dress like that before. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'm going to do this. And that's why that's all I picked.
You know, every drag, I've made a dress out of potato chip bags.
Have you?
I did, yes. Yeah. So it took the metallic, those metallic potato chip bags.
Yeah.
And I made a dress, and then, so the outside of the dress was the colorful labels, mm-hmm. and the inside was that foil kind of reflective thing.
Maybe you should go on Project Runway.
Well, no, I would sing, but I was like thinking, when I saw that challenge, uh-huh. It was near and dear to my heart. I mean, for you, did you feel like that was the most playful or joyful challenge of so far that we've seen?
Yeah, it's totally. It was so much fun. Like, we had so much fun. It was not stressed. Like, I mean, I think even though Jillian was a big ball of stress, because she always is, but it still was just fun.
Mm-hmm.
What motivates you as a designer?
I'm sorry, what?
What motivates you as a designer?
I don't know. I don't know. Just different things like kind of motivate me. I think I love fashion and I love style so much, just than I always have. I think being creative, like, really what motivates me the most. Like, so I know my clothes aren't always the most wearable thing, but I like being, you know, I just like making clothes and I like being creative, and I think that I do have a kind of a customer, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would you describe your style? What is your style?
I think my style on the show might be a little different from my style, you know, that I kind of do now, but I think it's edgy, it's avant-garde, it's definitely European-inspired, you know, I feel like it's a little more London, it's not, you know, totally, it's not very commercial, but...
Would you say it's asymmetrical?
No.
No, it can sometimes, no.
You know, when I see some of your outfits, I think of Sean Young and Blade Runner, because I think that she would just look absolutely awesome in anything you ever have made so far.
Yeah, like, I love that. I love, like, it's edgy, I think, mm-hmm. you know, it's definitely edgy, it's definitely, you know, I'm not selling at Macy's, you know, I'm not, you know, but I think, you know, there's still that kind of woman out there that would wear my clothes.
Do you feel it has a kind of like an 80s aesthetic in a way?
So I know people kind of say that because, yeah, sometimes, because I love, like, I do love a great shoulder and a great, like, a crazy sleeve. And so I think I get that undertone sometimes. But I think, as you'll see, as the kind of competition goes on, that I kind of stay away from that.
Okay.
After my crazy comments from Nina. So.
Well, I mean, did you feel like there was a pressure to change who you were or to try to be somebody you were not? Because you were trying to please these judges in this competition?
At first, I kind of was, like, thinking about maybe I should be, you know, maybe I should make cutesy little dresses. But then I just was like, you know what, I don't care. Like, I think being edgy and being, you know, creative and, you know, doing big sleeves and weird things like that. I don't know. I just thought, I kind of would think about the judges' opinions, but just always in the back of my mind, I try to just do what I wanted to do, so.
Now, this show was taped 6 months ago.
Yes.
And now it's being edited and posted on the television. I mean, you know, has it been hard to keep the secrets of the show and how it plays out?
Yeah, I mean, you have no idea how hard. It's so hard. I'm, like, ready for everything to be over with, and it's been a really, I mean, that's a really long time to keep.
Hey, Christian, now, we're not recording right now. You can tell me who wins the contest. Tell me.
Okay. Well, guess what? I don't know.
They don't know?
What?
Tell them what happens. The season finale is live.
All that's, right, let me.
Get out of here. So you have to go back and be humiliated one more time?
Well, for viewers that don't know, I mean, for people that don't know, like, Fashion Week is in February. That's why it's been 6 months, because they had to wait from the end of filming to February Fashion Week. So we still have a month to go till anyone finds out who wins.
So what happens if one of you guys get run over by a car or something? You know, are you going to do it fashion runway for the hospital?
I mean, well, they would pick... I guess I automatically win. No, I don't know.
But there's...
I really don't know what happened, but yeah, because it's been such a long time.
It'll end up being three finalists, right? Like last year?
Yes, it will be three people. Yeah. So okay. It'll be a very interesting.
So nobody knows who's won, and you may be a finalist or may not be, but, you know, from judging from your happiness. Well, it's like, we're kind of giving it away.
We're not giving away anything. We don't know.
Well,
he hasn't said anything.
I don't even know. So.
You don't even know.
You know, the publicists of the world practically shoved you down our throat. So.
That's not true. We got him from a listener, Andrew.
Get out
of
here.
Who loves the show.
Really?
Yeah. Andrew contacted him on MySpace. He said, please come on the Feast of Fools.
So Andrew's been stalking you.
Mm-hmm.
And have other people been stalking you? I mean, you know, because there's some people who are really diehard fans of the show, and they want to know everything.
Yes. I probably get maybe, I don't know, 50 to 100 messages a day.
Wow.
It's kind of crazy. And, yeah, so, you know, I've gotten asked to do a lot of weird things. And
like what?
Crazy, you know, like lots of weird things. No.
Weird sexual or, like, weird participate in weird parties or something like that?
Yeah, like both. Weird parties, weird sexual escapades.
Well, you're adorable. I mean, are you seeing anybody these days? Or any romance happening for you?
Yes, I am. So, you know, it's here and there. It's a little hard because the show really, like, and especially, like, when you go out and people, you know, ask you questions all day long, it's kind of hard to, like, you know, for that other person that you're with to not get annoyed. So
I want to know, what is Jake Gyllenhaal like in person when you guys go out on a date?
Well, he is, I listen with him. That'd be so amazing.
You'd be like,
your boyfriend.
Yeah,
that.
Don't let him listen to this, right? Mrs. Gyllenhaal, mm-hmm. To you. No, so I mean,
it's just, you know, he's very sweet and nice and just, like, nice guy, because that's what I need right now. I need no crazy, wild drama people.
Well, so. In fashion world, I'm sure there's some fucking freaks out there, you know?
Oh, yeah, there's some nutty crazies. Anybody will do anything for 5 minutes in the press, let me tell you.
So do they screen people for psychology profiles in the show? Like, do they ask you, are you happy at parties?
Actually, we do. We do take psych tests before you're accepted to be on the show.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
So do they pick you if you are crazy or if you aren't crazy?
Well, it depends, because, I mean, obviously, Elisa, you know, she...
Yeah, Elisa, so Elisa was the woman that, she would, like, mark things on her dress with spit. Is that, that's her? Okay, and she... And why is it that on the day that she finally left the show, that's the day they reveal that she had been hit by a car?
Yeah, and it's pretty funny. They told her whole story about how she's in a coma, but then I think it justified, like, why she's is the way she is.
Yeah, because she's just kind of very free spirit, and she's just kind of like, whatever. I think she's really, like, she's dancing with karma a little bit too much. She's afraid that, you know... But
luckily, she's such a sweet person. Person.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you feel like you, after all this experience, did you learn about yourself?
Well, I think I learned watching the show. I definitely learned that I probably should, you know, be a little bit nicer and not be as judgmental. But no, I think I just learned that, you know, I can, you know, I think I probably can survive in this industry. And I learned that, you know, you have to take every day, you know, just every day is different, and every day something different could happen, because that's like how you are on the show. Every day something's different. And so I don't know, I just felt, I think I grew as a person. I think everybody does if you're on the show. So
right on.
Just in general.
Okay, and what's been the biggest challenge so far on the show for you?
The biggest challenge on the show, I think just, you know, trying to be myself is to be normal and to be like.
Is that incongruous?
Not as normal as I can be, but just to be like, not to put on a big fake TV personality, because you kind of feel like you want to do that. And I kind of just, it was hard to like just be yourself, and then hopefully people will like me, I guess. That's kind
of. Are there other contestants that you feel are sort of, you know, one way behind the scenes and another way in front of the cameras?
Yeah, I think actually, yeah, totally. I think a lot of people were different. That are different than, you know, that you see on TV that they are in person.
And those names are.
I mean, it's hard to say. Like, you know, like. I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna badmouth.
Oh, anyone. Go for it.
You know, well, I will say, like, for one, like Victoria, I know Victoria is coming off as a really nasty, bitchy little brat, but she's actually one of the sweetest people I've ever met in my entire life.
No, you're supposed to say the opposite of that with somebody.
So just reverse it.
I think
they're really nice on camera, but really mean behind the scenes, and their name is Kevin or Ricky.
Maybe Rick and Rami can be a little bit. Honestly, I know I come off as a cocky, snotty little brat on the show, but let me tell you, they think very highly of themselves. I'll just say that.
I'm sure. One of our listeners, Curtis, wants to know if you have surprised yourself with your ingenuity and creativity in the face of some of these bizarre challenges.
Well. In all honesty, I'll tell you, I'm not going to spoil it, but the next episode, what I create is, it's crazy, and it really surprises myself, because I never thought I could ever do something like that, so.
Crazy talented, or crazy, like, in looks?
Crazy in everything, yeah. The amount of work that goes into the next challenge is, I think, for myself, I impress myself, even, and so do all the other designers, and yeah, it's weird, it's avant-garde, it's everything that I like am about, and it's just, so I was really proud of myself for the next one.
Well, James, through AOL Instant Messenger, Feast of Fools, number 4, the letter U, or through Yahoo Messenger, Feast of Fools, number 4, the letter U, wants to know, where did you come up with the word farosh? What does that mean, anyways?
No, it's actually farosh.
Farosh.
Yeah. And farosh is basically a montage of fierce and fabulous. And I always say, so if you're fierce, you're fierce. And if you're fabulous, you're fabulous. But if you're farosh or ferocia, then that means like you're the highest peak point of being amazing.
And Andrew Jocelyn wants to know, his boyfriend Chad wants to know, how Christian learned to sew so fast.
How did I learn to sew so fast? Working at McQueen, let me tell you, they'd be like, here's a sample, can you make that? And it needs to be done by today. and I would cry in the bathroom for like 5 minutes, and then I'd pull myself together, and I'd make the sample, and then I'd give it to, like, we did so many samples, and they wanted it, like, they wanted it in 5 minutes, but literally, it would take a few hours, but they were very tough on me, so I think that really helped.
So you felt like Rapunzel trapped in the tower trying to spin straw into gold, huh?
Totally. It's exactly how it is.
So maybe you should pray to Rumpelstiltskin. And you'll
just
win,
like,
the
elves
the
will
project
take care
runway.
Of it for you.
Okay, Matthew Lucero wants to know, can you try a little harder to make the entire country hate you? I mean, I don't see why. There are people have been telling me that I hate Christian. I can't believe you're having him on the show. And I'm like, I don't see you as a hateful person. I think you're charming. But do you think people might have a negative reaction to you?
I think, my whole thing is that people really, they love me or they hate me. And, you know, for the people that I think are negative and the people that don't like me, I'm not begging them to watch the show. And, you know, I think the show, I think I make the show interesting. And I don't know. So I don't mind that people don't like my personality because I'm sassy.
I think there's a certain a segment of the population that kind of just loves to hate you because you do say some outrageous things. So they love to, you know, have the opposite or talk about what you say.
Yeah. And you know what? As long as they're talking about me, that's fine with me. Mm-hmm. So
I have another one from Andrew. Andrew wants to know if Tim Gunn has ever offered you any valuable help or advice. He says the show always makes it look like he just says, make it work or something like that. And he doesn't really give you any good advice.
Me personally, he actually, you know, up to this point in the show, he hasn't really given me the best advice. But towards the end, I think he gets more into each person as a designer, and then what he does say, you kind of consider.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to him recently since the show, and everything that he's told me is kind of like, you know, it's helped. So,
well, you watch American Idol, I assume.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And okay, so people are. Brian wants to know: Are you being compared to Sanjaya?
What? Get out of here!
In the sense that you're tempted to change your outfits. Your hairdo every episode or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think people. I don't know. I think people that compare me to Sanjaya might be a little naive and don't really pay attention to the show very much because yes, I have crazy hair, but it's not like I change it every day, and it's. We're completely opposites. We're not on the same show. I don't know. I don't
right.
really understand that.
Well, I think it's sort of remarkable the fact that, except for one, all the male contestants on these shows were openly gay. And that's something, you know, that's really progress, I think. Mm. Or maybe it's not because everybody in the fashion industry has no hang-ups about gayness or sexuality.
Right, yeah, and which I think is great. You know, I think, and it's great that we, even though there are, you know, that point of view comes off on Project Runway, there's still so many viewers that still watch the show,
mm-hmm.
and they're in it, and, you know, they're whatever, you know, they're straight, gay, who knows what they are, trannies, I don't know, and everybody can still enjoy the show, which is, I think, wonderful.
Now, Jay Fitzner wants to know, what is your, since you've been in London and you lived in the United States, what is your sort of take on people and their issues with acceptance of gay men? Why other countries seem to be more accepting of gay couples, for example? Like, the United States doesn't have marriage rights, but other countries do.
Right. I think that, the strange thing is, I mean, if in other countries, if you've never been to Europe, there's people, you know, for instance, London. If you live in London, there's people that live in London that are from all parts of the entire world, from Asia, from Africa, from everywhere.
Right.
And they're from countries all over the world. And then when you live in America, there's really, that population is very small. You're not in, you know, Kansas with people that are from, you know, Uganda. Like, you just don't.
Well, like London, you know, London's metropolitan. You know, it's like New York in a way. Now,
in New York, you can't get married, and in London, you can.
That's true. Well, Europeans are more liberal.
But why? I guess the question is, why do you think so?
I just think it's because of the culture diversity from people from just. Like, there's just so many different cultures and so many different religions that are kind of in parts of Europe, and those people can't always come to America. Like, coming to the U.S. is more of a luxury, so I don't know. Maybe it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm What's not it, it's 100% a, sure, but that's what I think.
I think it's our Pilgrims. It's Pilgrims non-progress.
So Pilgrims ruined it for everybody.
They did.
They really did.
So As Dog wants to know, he goes, in the light in which you are portrayed, how people are portrayed in reality TV shows is controlled by the producers. Do you think it's a good idea for people to try out for this kind of stuff, or...
I didn't know anybody who's ever been on Project Runway, and I didn't know anybody who's ever auditioned for Project Runway. But, I mean, I think it's a great and wonderful opportunity, and I totally am really happy that I did it. But I will say that from the response, like I said, people will hate you, and they will love you. And if you can't handle the pressure and the horrible things that are written about you or the really nice things, then do not be on a reality show, because... Mm. Let me tell you, you have to be really strong.
But isn't that true just in general for being in the fashion industry?
Yeah, and just being, being in the industry. I mean, you can have an amazing show one season, and the next show you're ripped to shreds, and you know, it's all downhill. So it's just so up and down. You have to, be really strong-headed and strong-willed.
Because I could see, a reality TV show series where people are sort of auditioning to be like a McDonald's employee or some not as glamorous jobs, you know.
That would actually be really good.
You know, getting mistreated, getting their hands burned, and, you know.
I always want to know, what the process is to get a job there.
Go in and fill out an application.
Yeah.
And they say, when can you start?
I know. Christian, we want to thank you so much for coming on the
show.
Thank you,
Christian.
I hope you win.
Thank you so much, guys.
Are you going to win? We're gonna practice a little Santeria here in the Feast of Fools.
Shake it.
I'm going to win, too.
Hey, well, it's time for the breakdown. Hey, it's a breakdown 2008.
Yeah.
So these are 20 questions we ask every guest in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
You share this in common with all the other people. So let's find out. Your subconscious, and hear you answer the questions
and
quickly.
You're the first one of the new year.
You're the very first one. You are a guinea pig,
right.
Christian.
New questions for 2008.
I'm scared.
Okay, so what's your favorite color?
Black.
What's the best thing that's happened to you recently?
Being on Project Runway.
What's the worst thing that happened to you recently?
Being on Project Runway.
How do you like your toast?
Really toasty.
Where do you feel most comfortable and happy?
At the sewing machine, sewing.
Okay. What's a song you heard recently you really enjoyed?
Britney's new album, anything on it.
You're a big fan of Britney.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, she's a hot tranny mess, but I like her new CD. It's really good.
What's a name and species of your favorite childhood pet?
I only had one, so I guess a cat, my little kitty, but she died.
What was her name?
It was, Tigger.
Aww. What's your best feature?
My best feature? My hair, hello.
Where do you want to be in 5 years from now?
Either head designer for a company or having my own label selling in stores.
What's the biggest misconception people have about you?
That I'm a sassy, snotty bitch.
That's a misconception.
Whatever, I'm not.
What turns you on in another person?
What turns me on? Oh, God, I don't know. That they're more that they're into me.
Okay.
Back to question number 10. What is the biggest
misconception? If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
God, I don't know. My height.
Who has made a difference in your life?
Tim Gunn.
Okay.
Aw, we love you, Tim Gunn.
What makes you mad?
When people write mean things about me on blog sites.
Guys, the people who are listening to this show, be really nice to Christian, okay? How should we get out of debt?
How should you get out of debt?
How should we get out of debt?
Although I have a specific question about that, too. So I'll ask you later.
I don't understand.
How should we get out of debt?
Do you have any financial advice for our listeners?
Oh, financial advice for everyone. Sell everything you own on eBay.
If your vagina wrote its own monologue, what would it say?
Oh, I feel like if my vagina was writing my monologue, I don't know. I don't think she would talk because she's like busy in rehab with Britney. So.
What's your greatest weakness?
Greatest weakness? Probably my age.
Okay. Do you play any musical instruments?
No, I don't.
And what are you doing after this show?
After the show, I'm taking a little vacay to London.
Oh. What happens to us when we die?
Oh, I don't know. We find out really what happened to Elvis.
Wonderful.
We all win Project Runway.
Christian, I want to ask you one more question. Do you have any design advice for us? We're trying to come out with a new t-shirt because we sell t-shirts to support this show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What's hot in the t-shirt business world right now?
You know what's hot? Really oversized, like text, like words.
Yeah.
Is really popular. Vivian's doing a bunch of really oversized, like, graphic words, you know, that are kind of, like, off, not definitely symmetrical.
Okay.
So if we're saying, like, the word fabulous, but see, the problem is that here's something interesting that I think gay men have a struggle with, is that they want their personalities to be very flamboyant and shiny and sparkly. But they don't always feel comfortable wearing clothing that reflects that. They want a more masculine clothing with a subtext of sparkliness.
I think that's why, like, if you do, like, you know, black and white shirts with really large text, it still looks kind of weird and funky and glamorous, but it's, like, normal. I don't know.
Like this advice. Thank you, Christian.
Christian, yeah, that's going to have an impact on my own lifelong Project Runway that I'm always in, which is designing and creating t-shirts for us to sell. So thank you so much for that advice. And thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you guys so much. It's been fabulous.
It has been fabulous.
Best of luck to you. I'm rooting for you to win.
Thank you. Me too.
If you win, will you come back and say hi?
Of course.
We won't keep you for the whole show because I know you'll be super busy being on, like, Good Morning America and all sorts of stuff.
And Ellen.
And you'll be saying, if you go on Ellen's show, will you ask her, it's like, why don't you use the word lesbian to describe yourself?
I totally will.
That smile will melt off her face. And then tears will come and she'll start crying about her dog.
Just when she starts talking to you and asking you questions, just looking and go, I know what you do.
You a lesbian. A lesbian.
No.
He really will hate me.
No, you just blame it. Say Fausto told you
Fausto
to say
told
that.
Me to call you a carpet muncher. On national television.
Of course, I will.
No, carpet cleaner, because you can actually say that on daytime television and you'll never get into trouble.
Oh, really? You can say carpet cleaner, not carpet muncher?
Why not?
You're right.
I know people who work professionally, going to people's homes, you know, cleaning the sofa and carpets and all that stuff. There's something wrong with that.
Yeah, me too.
You're so crazy.
Best of luck to you, Christian.
Good luck, Christian.
Thank you guys so much.
Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Wasn't that fun?
Christian V. Siriano lives in New York City. He's a contestant on the fabulous Emmy Award-nominated Project Runway reality TV shows. It airs every Wednesdays from 9 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific time on the Bravo cable television channel. And so I guess he probably is going to be on the top three.
I think he's going to make it to the finals.
He's going to be in the top three?
Well, the top three is the finals.
Obviously, because you know he's on the show. Otherwise, he'd be like, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Well, you never know.
You never know, girlfriend.
You never know. He might design something that he's just talented, though, so he's not going to. I don't see how he couldn't. I knew from the very beginning, I was like, this guy's going to make it to the
end. Well, because he's also interesting. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's not always the best designers that win. It's the most interesting people that stay.
Because you think about their work, too. You know, you're like, oh, what
you want to think about the work. And also, they're in the business of selling ads. And so if a certain person drives viewers away, Well, guess who's getting kicked off the show, no matter how talented they are.
But see, the thing is, though, too, is like you don't know. You know what I mean? Because they do this in what, like a month or 6 weeks or something? I don't know how long it takes to. I don't think they spend a whole lot of time filming it.
I have a greater appreciation for reality TV shows, having been in the gay bloggies myself.
Yeah, it's work.
You know, that, because, honey, that was like, whoo. The problem with, I think, for being, I think they had each other and they could interact with people.
Right.
For me, I was just on my own with you. And I had feedback from you and my friends, but that was it. And you would post these things
solitary.
And not know. It was very lonely.
That's why bloggers go nuts.
You think that they go nuts?
They're very solitary. So
that's why you always have to. Yeah, I mean, we're lucky that we got to talk to such fabulous people as Christian.
Yes.
So hats off to wonderful. You, Christian.
And buena suerte. You come back when after you do Ellen.
Yes, and you tell her that she's a carpet muncher.
Carpet cleaner.
You can check out Christian V. Siriano's website at christianvsiriano.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also follow up Project Runway at bravotv.com.
So, wow.
I have all these websites memorized.
You do. And the Feast of Fools is brought to you by listeners just like you. Without your support, we really couldn't do the show. So please visit feastoffools.net and make a donation. Buy a t-shirt today.
Your financial contributions make this show happen. Did you know we also, besides t-shirts, we have pins?
Pins. Not ink pins, but pins that you pin on your body.
Yes, you can be cool and tell everybody, I believe in the Feast of Fools because I believe in me.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to use that. They're not using that to sell soft drinks. Yeah,
I think Crystal Light's gone.
Oh, completely gone?
No, I think it's still around. They're just not advertising.
Yeah, I think the crystal meth kind of took the flame off of that product.
People were cooking it up, trying to snort it. I'm just going to say I'm Mark Fillion. Bye.
No, the music featured on today's show is the band Paper or Plastic. Support independent musicians. You can find their music and buy it on our website, feastoffools.net. I'm Fausto Furno.
I'm Mark Fillion.
Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We got time, we got dreams. Space heated neckties. Seven suits, surely do your shoulder men. You push a card for your extended weekends.